Another time,
another place,
with Ivan Martin on U105.
And delighted to welcome to the programme this morning, live from a football pitch somewhere near Coleraine, Oran Kearney. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
Very well indeed. 2 months in a row you've been voted the Beleek Northern Ireland Football Writers Association Manager of the Month. You must be chuffed about that.
I'm delighted. Not really for myself, to be honest. It's more for the players and the staff and the board and everybody around the club, because I suppose I stand at the front of it and happy to lift the award on behalf of everybody else. But if the truth be told, it's when the players cross that white line and go onto the pitch, it's their performances that have brought the accolades.
Well, talking of the players, it's a Coleraine double this month, because Darren McCauley has been named the Beleek Player of the Month for September. He's been having a bit of a purple patch, hasn't he?
He has, along with a few others as well. Now, we've got quite a few lads who are playing probably on top of their game, and Darren in particular, I suppose, with the goals that he scored, is right up there with the best of them. So it's great for Darren. He's a great lad, a super trainer, and a great attitude to his football, and it's nice to see him getting awards like this.
And nice to see a team with such youth about it doing so well. You're top of the table, unbeaten in the Danske Bank Premiership. It's been a heck of a start.
It's been a great start, and there's been a huge amount of work that's gone in over the last few years to try and bring it to this point now. And the guys are, I suppose, with every year, the young ones in particular, are maturing and getting more and more adapted to the league. So it's been brilliant. We're delighted with the start, but it only is a start. And I think we all know in football there's a huge amount of games to be played. So no one's getting too carried away with ourselves, and we're looking forward just to the next game.
Now, you, of course, when you were playing, were a clean sweep winner with Linfield. You won numerous trophies. So is that a help to you in keeping the kids grounded at this stage as a manager?
I think you draw on all your experiences, both as players, both as being a player and being as a manager, both good and bad. I don't think there's any golden rule or golden answer as to how to approach things, but I think a lot of our players have seen the other side of the table in football as well, and they know what it's like to be mid-table or even deeper. So I think that brings about a different type of pressure. I feel that the so-called pressure that we're under at the minute, I would rather call excitement, because it's a real buzz being up there and a real enjoyment, and the big task to all the players is how long can they keep us there?
Yeah, and of course they all seem to be enjoying it, and why wouldn't they?
Absolutely, and as I say, you know, being at the bottom of the league and trying to stave off relegation is for me pressure, and to keep the club in the league is a massive thing. So I don't think there's any expectation, there's no pressure on us at this point in time, and it is one of pure enjoyment. The boys are loving coming to training, and they can't wait for each and every Saturday to arrive, and that's the way it should be, and hopefully we can keep it going.
I remember a few years ago that you got into a bad run and you couldn't buy a win, and you had to go to, it was either Warren Point or Ballinamallard, and you really needed to win to stay in the league. I would suggest that was the most pressure that you've ever experienced as a manager. Would that be fair comment?
Absolutely. We were away to Warren Point, I remember it well. I think it was maybe 5 or 6 games before the end of the season. But for me, that was more than enough pressure. I didn't need it going to the last game of the season. And it was. And I remember that day, I think we went down with, we'd sort of 11 fit players, and we'd 5 or 6 youngsters with us on the bench or whatever else. And we had to really dig deep that day and got a 1-0 victory. I think it was a Garth Tomlin's goal. So those are the days that are full of pressure, and I keep reminding there's a few of the players who were there on that day who are still with us now, and those are the types of things we keep reminding people, that was a stressful situation and was pressure, but where we're at the minute is, to me, the opposite of that, and we want to keep driving that home.
Yeah. I mean, of course, the upside of all those experiences that you've had in the past is that you now have a clutch of 21, 22-year-old players who have played maybe 150, coming up to 200 senior games at that young age, which is amazing.
It is, and it is a big leap of faith. And as much as we're seeing the fruits of it now, there's been a, you know, there's a lot of risk, I suppose, that went involved with that as well, because anyone who knows Irish League football knows what a tough place it is and what a tough league it is to put one young player through. So for us to have blood so many at the one time, you know, was really, really good, and it's been brilliant for the club. But I suppose the key thing is, it's not just the age of these young players, but they all have serious quality, and I think that has to go hand in hand, that when you put young players like that with such ability in there, and given the time and given the opportunity to grow, they're only going to get better and better and better.
The interesting thing is, it's been an international week this week, and several of your players involved at underage level with Northern Ireland now. That must please you.
Yeah, it's great, and as much as it caused us, as you say, not to have a game yesterday, in the same stretch, it's brilliant for the two lads in particular, Jamie McGonigal and Kieran Hargan, to be involved. And they both played against Jersey, I think it was on Thursday night, and then there's the actual qualifier, I think, is on Tuesday at Moranbew Park. So it's great for them, and I suppose it speaks volumes for the work and the development that's been done at the club.
A big week for Northern Ireland football, with Germany visiting Belfast. A classic game of two halves, that one, I suppose.
It was. We actually were training on Thursday night, so I didn't get a chance to watch the game, and I haven't seen the goals. But I think when Germany roll into town, I think you've a fair idea what to expect. And,
surely.
And I would think from a scoreline point of view of 3-1, I would say if you'd offered Michael that before the game, he would have probably taken it, because the Germans have been known to dish out a few heavy ones in their time.
Surely. Tonight it's Norway away, final game of the World Cup qualifying campaign. They would like to go out on a win. Do you think that's possible?
It's going to be tough. It's very, very tough. I think, I was listening to the radio on the way down there, I think at one point possibly guarantees that playoff place. And I would say the key thing coming out of tonight is to 100% be guaranteed that second place has been nailed down. So whether it takes a draw, whether it takes a win, or no matter what result is needed, provided that's in place by the end of the evening, it'll be mission accomplished.
And a heck of a battle tomorrow night in Cardiff, Wales and the Republic. That's an all-to-play-for game, isn't it?
It is, and again, I think just the way that has set up, I think even at the very start when all the fixtures were called out and you could see that it was Wales and the Republic were going to be the last fixture, I don't know, I think a lot of people in football nearly guessed that for some reason there would be a huge amount
sure.
into that game. So it makes it very exciting, and again, that should be a real spectacle and a real intense game.
Well, Oran, good of you to come on this morning. I know that time with your family is precious, and we do appreciate you taking time out to come on Ivan Martin's Sunday Brunch and have a chat. Always good to talk to you. Continued success this season, and we'll play you out with a song that has become something of a football anthem. And the guy in question is performing in Belfast this evening. Oran Kearney, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ivan.
Cheers.